Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Victorious Living. It is such a great blessing and a privilege to be with you again this morning. And I have, in fact, had an extremely busy morning already, even though it's only 10 a.m. But that's okay. I'm glad to be alive and glad to have meaningful things to do and grateful to be able to share this time with you. Over the past couple of shows, the Lord has really dealt with my heart to spend time in just praying with our listeners. Just praying. I tell you, there is so much that is going on. People are experiencing such tremendous challenges and trials, and it's just time for the people of God who know how to pray to really begin to seek the face of God in prayer. And so if you have a prayer request this morning, I want to pray for you. I want you to email me your prayer request right away to victoriousmen@att.net. That's victoriousmen@att.net. Or you can text your prayer request to me at 386-871-7192. Again, that's 386-871-7192. But we are going to spend this 30 minutes just sharing something from the Word of God, but we're also going to spend this time in praying with and for those of you who have and feel the need for prayer. All right? Also, we would love to have you connect with us. We cover this with you every week. But on Monday evenings from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, and on Wednesday mornings from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are on our conference line with our Victory in Prayer conference call. These calls are usually led by our prayer network director, Lisa Ivey. But we were talking the other night, and we're going to begin to invite some guests to lead some of these prayer calls. So are you an intercessor? Do you have a heart to really pray for the needs of others? Do you want to be used by God in prayer ministry? Well, if so, then why not get in touch with us and offer to be a guest leader, prayer leader for one of our Victory and Prayer conference calls. The call-in number for the call is 712-432-3066. The access code is 930692. Again, that's 1-712-432-3066 with an access code of 930692. We also have a 24-hour line where you can call and leave your prayer request any time of the day or night. And that number is 888-479-1113. All right, so I am asking you, if you have prayer requests, that you would email them to us right now. We're going to pray for you while we're on the line. And you can email them to victoriousmen@att.net. That's victoriousmen@att.net. We're just seeing such a move of God through the ministry of prayer. I received a message just this morning from a sister. We had been praying for her sister who has been extremely ill, was actually in the hospital on life support, and the doctors had basically said they wanted to, felt that they had done all that they could do, and they felt that they should pull the plug. And this was just a couple of short weeks ago. I received a message from her this morning that her sister is sitting up, she's alert, and actually getting ready to be released from the hospital to rehab. I tell you, our God is God, and he is moving by his spirit, and he is still hearing and answering prayers. So if you have a prayer need this morning, we are here ready to stand, to set our faith with your faith, to believe God to do what only he can do, to move on our behalf and by his Spirit. And I'm telling you, he is doing it. So if you have a prayer need, you need to get in touch with me this morning as we are on this line, ready to believe God with and for you and to see the mighty hand of God move on your behalf. All right? So just thank you for being with us. Thank you for your faithfulness and listening. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll go to the Word of God. But we are here and waiting to receive your prayer request this morning. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we do thank you and praise you, O God, for this day that you have made. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your power to heal, to save, and to deliver. Thank you, God, that as we pray throughout the month of March for our family members, we are trusting you, God, to do what only you can do, to show up, to destroy yokes, to lift burdens, to set captives free, O God. We pray this morning, Father, that you would move by your Spirit, that you would show yourself strong in our behalf, and that you would set us free to do what you have called us to do and to be who you have called us to be. Be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Throughout the month of March, our prayer focus is for family. Each one of us, no doubt, have some family members that are what we call, full of drama, right? But some of us are the drama. Amen. Some of us are the source of the drama in our families. So whether we are being on the receiving end of the drama or whether we are the source of the drama, the solution is still the same, and that's a yielded life to Jesus Christ. And so I'm asking you this morning to set your faith with our faith. If you are not a recipient of our weekly newsletter, we want you to sign up to receive it. It will bless your life. It really will. And the reason I've raised that now is because our monthly prayer calendar is published in our newsletter at the beginning of every month. And so if you would like to receive our newsletter or receive our prayer calendar, it is available to you. We would love to share it with you. But this month, as I said, our focus is on family. We are praying for our families. The word of the Lord says that it is the will of God that none should be lost, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our theme scripture for the month is found for this month of praying for our families is found in Acts 16:31-34. It says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." And so we began our prayer vigil, for lack of a better word, on Sunday, last Sunday, March the 1st. We began praying for our families, praying for their deliverance. On Sunday, March 1st, we prayed for salvation for our loved ones. Do you have family members who are not saved? Well, you need to begin to pray. I know that you do not want any of your family members to die and go to hell. Amen. We don't want that. We can't bear the thought of that. And so that means that those of us who know the Lord have to pray. Monday, our focus was on relatives who are in bondage to being gay. I have a couple of relatives, close relatives, that are gay. And so I'm saying, God, but you are a deliverer. Now, I know that may not be popular, But I'm not concerned about being popular, but I want to be in right relationship with Jesus Christ. And so I know that what God has called us to do is to love the sinner and hate the sin. That's the model that he has given us. And so we believe God for deliverance for those who are gay. On Tuesday, we prayed for those who are grieving over the death in their family. There are people who are just brokenhearted. Death is such a difficult thing to deal with. And so we're praying for those who are grieving. On Wednesday, we prayed for husbands to lead their families. The husband is to be the head of his family. So we're asking God to raise up godly men who will honor him and lead their families. On Thursday, we prayed for wives to submit to their husbands. Again, I know that's not popular, but it's what the word of the Lord says. And those of you who know me a little bit know that I'm not necessarily the shy, retiring type. But you don't have to be shy, retiring. What you have to be is willing to obey what God has called us to do. And the Spirit of God will strengthen us and give us what we need to honor him in all things. And today our focus is for children to honor their parents. Amen. Amen. In this time that we're living in, you know, so many parents want to be their children's friend. And not just adult children. These are little children. They want to be friends and they want to be the cool parent and they want all of this business. But let me tell you, God gives children parents for a reason, because they need guidance. They need discipline. They need good, godly, strong role models. There is no one that can be a better role model to your child than you. And so God is calling us to honor him in all of these ways and to set good examples for our children and to teach them the ways of the Lord. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it talks about it in detail. When you walk along the way, when you're sitting in your house, we ought to be telling our children about Jesus. You know, we want the church to do it, and we want the schools to do it, and we want this person and the pastor to do it, and this person to do it, and that person to do it. But parents, the first line of defense is you. Amen. And so God is calling us to be good role models to our children so that we make it easy for them to honor us. Amen. So I'm just here today believing God with you and for you, that God is going to move by his Spirit and that he is going to help us in our time of need. We have received a couple of prayer requests already. One says that a friend's father is in a coma and stands in need of healing. Can you believe God for these people, even though you don't know them? You don't have to know them. You can believe God with them and for them on their behalf. Amen. We have another prayer request asking for prayer for a young man who is in legal trouble. You know, we say it all the time. He's a doctor in the sick room and a lawyer in the courtroom. This young brother needs a lawyer. He needs someone to go his bail before the court. And we're going to believe God on his behalf, that God is going to move and to cause this thing to turn in his favor. But while God is turning it for him, I'm also praying that his heart is turning towards the Lord, that he would understand that it's only God who can bring him out of any situation. So before we go any further, let's pray for this brother who's in a coma, and let's pray for this young brother who stands in the need of a supernatural lawyer. Father, we come now in your name, and we thank you, and we praise you, oh God, for the privilege of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for those who trust you. And, Lord, we don't pray because we don't believe. We pray because we do believe. We believe that you hear us. We believe that your hand of mercy and deliverance and healing and provision is extended to us every day and every moment of our lives. And so we come on behalf of these two brothers. Lord, we thank you that you know them and you know what they stand in the need of. Now, God, move by your spirit. Move on their behalf. Show yourself strong, oh God. Send help, Father, for this man that's in a coma, Lord. For this young man who's facing a legal battle, God, show up. Oh, help today, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the victory that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God. If you have a prayer request, email us at victoriousmen@att.net. victoriousmin@att.net. Now, those of you who have been listening to me for any amount of time know that my absolute favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. I love it so much because it speaks directly to me and to you. I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to bless you and to prosper you and to bring you to an expected end. I love it because it is so very personal. It is right there. It's speaking to you and to me. It tells us beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are on the mind of God. Amen. We are on the mind of God. And that God had, listen, God had plans for us even before we knew ourselves, that he was working it out, working on our behalf, that he was causing all things to work together for our good. And so it's just thrilling and it's just exciting to know that. I mean, really, for me, that is just an exciting thing that the God of the universe would have me on his mind and that he would have set a plan for me and that plan is in motion. And listen, the great thing is that no one can derail the plan of God for your life, but you, your disobedience, your refusal to honor God can derail God's plan because he's not going to force it on you. But if you will cooperate with God, the plan of God will surely manifest in your life, and he will bless you, and he will cause his grace to abound in your life. And so I'm excited today to be reminded of the great plan that God has for our lives. I was saying to someone just the other day that, you know, many of us say we want the good that God has for us. You know, the word of the Lord tells us that if we'll be faithful and obedient, that we can live off the good of the land, right? But a lot of us want to live off the good of the land. It's the obedience part and the faithfulness part that's giving us trouble. We want the good, but we are not so interested and not so committed to being faithful and being obedient. And listen, friends, there is no magic here. There is no silver bullet. You have to roll up your sleeves and do the work. Obeying God is a choice. It's a choice that each of us must make every day because there are numerous opportunities to be disobedient. Amen. There are numerous opportunities to be willful and to be stubborn and to be sinful. There are numerous opportunities throughout the course of the day to disappoint God. But if you choose to honor him, then you have to choose it over and over and over again, because there will always be an option presented that is contrary to the will of God. But if you want to live off the good of the land, if you want to inherit the blessings of God, then choosing to obey God is something that we really must do day in and day out. Amen. Amen. And so the word says, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. You, listen, my plan is to bless you. Wow, I mean, is this an open book test or what? Right? I mean, this is really an open book test. Okay, so in case you don't know the answer is I'm going to bless you. If you will honor me, if you will submit to my purpose and to my plan and to my will, the outcome of your submission is blessing. Oh, God, don't you love that? I already know the outcome. The outcome will be that God is going to bless my life, that God is going to make a way for me, that God is going to cause all grace to abound towards me, that I'm going to be the head and not the tail. I'm going to be above only and not beneath. That's the promise of God to the believer. That's what you can expect from the Lord. And so we have a destination, and the destination is blessing. The destination is provision. The destination is victory over death, hell, and the grave through Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Let's purpose in our hearts today to obey God, to honor God, to say yes to the Lord, to crucify this flesh, to bring it under subjection, to refuse to be drawn away by our own lust, by our own sin appetite, to refuse to deny God, but to honor him in everything that we do. Glory to God. If we're going to reach our destination, it means that we were in one place, but we've got to be willing to move. Amen. We've got to be willing to move from the place that we're in. What are those behaviors? What are those habits? What are those things that we do on a daily basis that separate us from God, that cause us to miss the purpose and the plan of God for our lives? Well, whatever those things are, God will help us to walk away from them if we'll just obey him, if we'll just say yes to him. Amen. If we will just simply yield to him. We don't have to, this is not a battle that we have to fight on our own. But God will help us. He will give us grace. He will give us strength. He will give us determination to overcome. Come on. Don't you want to live off the good of the land? Don't you want to live a life that pleases and glorifies God, that points your family, as we're talking about family? Don't you want to be the one that God uses to point your family to him? Somebody's got to get a hold of themselves and choose to obey the Lord. That's how we reach our spiritual destination. That's how we reach that place of victory, that place of promise in God, is by bringing our sin appetites under subjection. Yesterday, I had to cry out to God. I was really struggling in an area of my life, and it was an all out attack, and I just said, God, I need your help now. Lord, I need your strength. Help me, Lord, to honor you in my thoughts, in my words, in my deeds. Lord, help me not to yield to this conduct, to this behavior, to this thing that's attacking me right now. And I'm telling you, friends, as surely as I'm talking to you today on this broadcast, it seemed like within moments the Lord just showed up and overshadowed me, overshadowed my willfulness and my sinful desires, and he helped me and it was over. Just as suddenly as it came, it seemed like suddenly it went. The Lord just showed up. God will help you. the word of the Lord says we have not an high priest who cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but in every way he's tempted just like us, and yet he is without sin. So it's the will of the Lord that we not yield to sin. It's the will of God that we overcome temptation, that we overcome sinful appetites and sinful desires. He has a plan. That's part of God's plan for you, is that you be an overcomer. We have another prayer request, and that prayer request is for a young woman who is in school. She works full time, she says, and she is really struggling both with the workload financially, and yet she's pursuing education that will give her the ability to more effectively serve in her church and in the kingdom. So let's pray for her. Father, we come in your name now, for God, in the name of Jesus, and we lift this sister up before you, God. We thank you that you know her struggle. We thank you, Lord, that you've already made provision for it. And so, God, I pray that you would move by your Spirit, that you would grant her the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let her not be overwhelmed and overly stressed, but, God, that she would lean and depend on you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you for provision for her living, for her school fees, for everything associated with her. Undergird her. See her through all the way to the end, God. Bless her and use her for your glory. Let her know that saints everywhere are praying for her, trusting God on her behalf and believing you for the victory. Bless her now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your prayer requests. They are coming in. We're not going to get to pray for all of them on the line today, but that's okay. We will continue to pray for them, but God wants to move you through the along the continuum of life. Listen, God wants to take you somewhere. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to be what God has called you to be? Are you willing to do what God has called you to do? See, that's the question. That really becomes the issue. Are you willing to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him? That really, at the end of the day, that's really what this is all about. It's about bringing ourselves under subjection. And that's a very unpopular idea nowadays, because people just want to do what they want to do. They really do. I mean, we are living in such a time of self-indulgence, and yet it's proof that Satan has blinded men, because things in terms of conditions and morality and compassion and sensitivity are at an all-time low, and violence and rebellion and sinfulness is at an all-time high. And the more we indulge ourselves, the more sinful nature, the more sinful our culture becomes. So how's it working for you, doing you? I would submit that we really think about that, and that we really examine the outcomes, not the temporary feelings, but the outcomes. Oh, our time is gone. Our time is gone. But we praise God for each of you that listened. Thank you for each of you that request. Come back next time. We're going to continue as the Lord leads. We're going to continue praying. We're going to continue encouraging you to yield to the Holy Spirit. Father, we come in your name grateful and thankful for all that you're doing and every promise that we have in you. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Bless their families. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Save the lost. Heal the sick, deliver the captive, be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Listen, we love you, and Jesus loves you more. Until we meet again, keep walking in victory.